And one of the things that's changed for this generation is the opportunity for teenagers and middle school people to get an opportunity to do hands-on science. Hands-on science, I guess our teachers in Erasmus were a little different. Hands-on science in our biology class meant the teacher came by and dropped a cow's heart in my lap one day and said, "Here, check it out." I thought, they really weren't intimidated by this blind kid in the front row. Well, they just dropped the cow's heart. I think we've come a bit from doing that. But nevertheless, the opportunities that we've developed from through the Jernigan Institute and our cooperation with NASA and the Goddard Space Center are just phenomenal. I just sit there and go, wow. And the effect of a lot of these things with blind people, doing with blind people, things about blind people, is just another innovation. And from a first-hand experience and a report from somebody who was there firsthand, and we have another young person on the way, but if she doesn't arrive, this young man will just talk longer. He's from Brooklyn. He can handle it. let me give you, for what he cares to say about his experience at Rocket On Camp, James Dietz from Brooklyn.
Well, before I start, I'd like to thank, in the first place, for telling me about Rocket On and letting me know about it in the first place and allowing me to come here to speak. I'd like to thank Carl Jacobson, who's right here. So thanks, Carl. And, So Rocket On was a program during the summer. It was a science program in July, from the 15th to the 21st, I think. It was 9 days. It was 10 blind high school students, 11 including me, and we all went to the Jernigan Institute and prepared to launch a small, I think it was 60 feet long sounding rocket from one of the NASA's Wallops Flight Center in Virginia. So we arrived there on July 15th, you know, and we all got there pretty slowly. We were all nervous in the beginning, obviously, but we all spoke to each other. We all had things in common. Most of us we all had high school things in common, all from high school, so we got over our nervousness rather quickly. And, yeah, but as people always will do. That night we did some getting to know you activities type things. But the point of Rocket On, the next day we found out exactly what we were doing. We started taking classes. We took classes on the history of rocketry and classes on circuits. And the interesting thing about these classes were that most of them were taught, or, you know, we were told about these things by blind people who had done these things in NASA, like the circuitry and engineering guy. I don't remember his name quite right now, but it was interesting to hear him talk about all these things, about voltages, and plus he was blind, so it was, you know, and all the people there were blind, except for one person, so the counselors and everybody there were blind. That was one of the interesting things about it. So then that night, we split up into this is the night of the first full day we were there. We split up into teams. One team was the launch operations team that made sure everything went fine on the launch and that everything was ready for the launch. The rocket was properly built and everything, the parachute worked. One team was the circuitry team that tested all the circuits involved in the rocket and the payload, which sent the information back to us, like how, when it hit its highest point and everything. And one team, which was the team I was in, was the trajectory team, and we did all the calculations involved in seeing how high the rocket would go and when it would hit the water with and without the parachute. There were two parachutes that were supposed to come out. And this was, once we were assigned to our teams, we had, you know, obviously our specific jobs to do, and the trajectory team spent about 3 hours doing ours, and it was really, really, you know, it wasn't just camp busy work. It wasn't just fill out this sheet or, you know, do this stuff. It was really mathematical stuff, and what I'm trying to say is that it was really work. It wasn't just some sort of busy job work they set you to do and like, oh, and if you finish, show it to the class, but we were really doing work, and it was really intense and things. So then we did more work, and we eventually went to Virginia, to the NASA Space Center, to after the launch team had built the rocket and everything, and the people that helped us building the rocket, we went to the NASA Flight Center in Virginia to put it on the railing, put it on the launch pad and make sure that everything was good at the launch site. But it was soon discovered that there were technical difficulties so that the rocket couldn't be launched on the day we had to launch it. So we went to the beach for a little bit. You know, that was something. we'd be doing work to... doing work the whole day. So, yeah, you know, the days were so packed that we thought it would be a fun thing to do. So that day we just went to the beach. And then the next day, okay, this is the day of the launch. It was really, like, really intense because we woke up at 3 a.m. to go and launch the rocket. We only had, like, most of us only had a few hours of sleep. And so then we went to the Space Center, which was, you know, right near where we were sleeping, and we all sat down, we sat in our seats, we basically sat there and waited for the things to be ready for a while. It was very, you know, we were just all sitting there waiting for everything to get ready. It was pretty tense, but we all had the radio, we were all hearing what the people were saying on the radio, and finally, at 6, we couldn't launch the rocket at various times because of the wind, and at one point there was an SUV that had knocked down the barriers that the NASA people had set up, and everybody joked that it was one of the counselors' SUVs, so that was, you know, an inside joke. Yeah, who knows? But you know, at 8 o'clock, I think it was, 2 hours after we were supposed to launch it, we finally were able to launch it, and it was, you know, you don't understand. It was so loud, of course, from the rocket launching, but also from the noise in the blockhouse. Like, lots of, we were all cheering, and it was just so great to finally see our work, our, you know, calculations and building the rocket and making sure all the circuits were working. It was so good to see it finally come to fruition, and just, that was great. And we all had jobs. Like, I was involved in turning on the payload control, which would make sure that the data from the rocket, like where it was and how high it was going, would get back to the telemetry reader, who was another student job. She would read the data as it came in from the telemetry. And, you know, one person who fueled the rocket, and then there was a lucky person who launched the rocket, you know, who got to press the button and see it exactly happen. So, you know, we were all pretty involved. We weren't just sitting there most of the time. So, but overall, I think the most interesting thing that I found about the rocket run is not, it was unlike another camp that all the days were so, like as I said before, we were busy most, like 90% of the day. Like before we woke up at like 7 or something, we had breakfast and then we had classes and to do our work with our teams all day. And we didn't really even have, usually at camps, you know, you're just sitting around and doing sort of simple things, but this was really packed. Like, we would go back to bed and we wouldn't even have like 20 minutes before we would feel like going to sleep. And then, so, but one of the most interesting things about it, I briefly touched on this before, is that all the counselors except one who were and most of the people who taught us about the subjects were blind. And everybody says that blind people can do anything and that blind people have no barriers and that they can do whatever they want. And I'm not saying I don't believe that, and I know that blind people can do whatever they want, but it's really something different. It's really, you really see that once you see other blind people actually doing that. Like, until then, I had grown up with all sighted people had guided me around if I needed to go somewhere, sighted people had done things with me and read things for me, and I hadn't really been around a lot of independent or any blind people in the first place. So when to see all these people, like all of us with the long canes, going around and even traveling from place to place. I know blind people can do this, but just to see us all doing it and managing to, like one night when Harry Potter 6 came out, you know, it came out during the camp, so everybody obviously had to go out at like midnight and get it. So we all, like all of us got in the van and we all were going through Walmart and this big group of blind people, it was like this big group of people tapping canes, but we all managed to do it. So, I mean, just things like that and things like teaching us the classes, and where it was really something different to see all of the blind people that they can really do this in real life. Seeing a real example was very beneficial to me, and so that was the main thing that I liked about the Rocket On program. And I think it would be really interesting for others to try too. It was, it was, you know, it's only 9 days, and it was intense. It felt like a lot more than 9 days, but in the end, it's, and sometimes, you know, like, oh, it's so much stuff to do, but in the end, I think it's, you know, it's worth it because you did something and you learned something, and it's, I really liked it, so.